The Public Service Joint Standing Negotiating Committee has announced an 18% increase in the base pay and pay point relativity. The daily base pay is therefore 4.84%, whilst the pay point relativity is 1.7%. Payment of the new salary will be effected at the end of April. A statement issued after the completion of the committee said payment for the 3 months arrears from January to March 2012 would be effected in August 2012. The committee is made up of the TUC representing the labor associations and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission representing the government. They make up the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiating Committee. They're joined on the line. What does the committee mean by new base pay and pay point relativity?
As you are no doubt aware, you may be aware that the single spine salary structure goes over an annual review. So since its introduction, every year, the public sector negotiation machinery, which is made up of our unions, associations, and institutions, who are all employees of government, need to look at the review. The contention is every year after reviewing the national minimum wage, which is supposed to be lower than the public sector minimum, we always review that one to ensure an increase. So what has been done today means then that all public sector workers, if you review the base by 18%, it means an increase of 18% on the current salaries of all public sector workers.
When will this take effect?
It's effective 1st January, and the agreement we had today was that it will be implemented in April, and then the differentials, the 3 month differentials, will be paid in August. You may be aware that there is an agreed schedule of payment of the back pay that emanated from the implementation of the single spine, which will be finished in July. So the 3 months back pay for 2012 will as well also be paid in August.
Normally, what are the chips in your negotiations with government on emoluments?
Come again?
Normally, what are the chips in your negotiations with government on emoluments?
This is specifically on public sector pay, which we all know is called single spine. And then the structure has been developed. If you may be aware, almost our 98% of public sector workers have been migrated onto the salary structure. The demands of that arrangement is that with time, and particularly annually, we needed to review the base pay and also look at relativity. The base pay, the least paid person on the structure. So the moment an increase is agreed, it reflects on everybody on the salary structure. So that's exactly what has been done. We retain the pay point relativity still at 1.7 and then increase the base pay by 18%.
What are the indicators that inform the setting of the new base pay?
Apparently, it has to do with all the requirements for pay review, which takes account of inflation, cost of living, and other related economic indicators. So I will look at all those things and then try to restore, the loss in the face value of incomes. So all these things were taken into account. And also, I must also emphasize, also based on what is in the kitty and our government revenues, all these factors were taken into account in determining the base pay for 2012.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's a pleasure.
You heard the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.